And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
This is Liz Johnston from VeralDana. Seasonal hires are a great way to ensure that your organization is adequately staffed for a busy season, but there are a few things you should keep in mind to make sure that things run smoothly. First, don't skimp on training. Seasonal hires should be trained for their specific positions, as well as on your company's anti-harassment and discrimination policies, injury reporting procedures, and available benefits, like whether they are eligible for paid time off. Next, while you're probably familiar with the employment rules and regulations that apply to your regular or full-time staff, you should take note of what laws might apply to your seasonal hires. For example, federal and state overtime rules will generally apply for non-exempt hires, but FLMA policies probably won't take effect for seasonal workers if they don't meet the minimum hours required to qualify for coverage. There are also additional wage and hour laws to be aware of when it comes to employing minors. For example, the FLSA provides that 14 and 15-year-olds may not work before 7 a.m. or after 7 p.m., except for between June 1st and Labor Day. State laws can provide additional and sometimes more restrictive guidelines. If you have questions about what else you should consider when it comes to hiring seasonal employees, contact me or another member of VeralDana's Labor and Employment Group.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VeralDana.com.